Hearing and radar love. It's just a shade before midday and time for our Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week with Eamon and Valencia. Valencia is checking out the bottle. Is there something wrong? It looks like we maybe have found sediment or something horrible that we shouldn't. A dead mouse or, some surprise. But no, clearly not. Just doing what you do. Is it looking at the bottle in the hope for inspiration? That's what we all hope for coming out of the bottle. Inspiration.
Inspiration and a genie, Dave.
A genie. Well, hopefully. Today, we've got ourselves a really lovely looking Guardian Peak Merlot of the finest order. 2024, is it?
2024, Dave. So, Guardian Peak.
Was it a good year?
Yes, I believe so. As Merlot goes, you know, Merlot, nice. Some of them can be soft, easy drinking. Some of them then can be a little bit green. Green in that now, a little bit grippy with some sharp tannins on the back of your palate. So this one is totally different, made by an exceptional winemaker, Jean Engelbrecht, who's also the winemaker and owner of Rust and Frieda.
So it comes with a pedigree.
It comes with a pedigree.
With a pedigree.
Yeah, it's another farm that he looks after that they own. It was, let me see. It was founded in 1998. I'm telling them that. Yeah, 1998. And it gets its name. It's on the towering. If you ever go to Stellenbosch and you look at the Stellenbosch mountain there and you'll see that big peak on the top. That's where the vineyards are, and that's where it gets its name from, Guardian Peak.
Okay, so there it is, a bit of local history. What is it, the Simonsberg, Stellenbosch? That's more Rondebosch. I know the wineland so well. Right. Where Valdevie is, what is that? Anyway.
Wait, you're there, it's towards, not West Coast.
Well, it's nowhere near here, so it's out there somewhere. Never mind the weather, as long as we're
on the it's on the west. It's on the Western Cape. It's on your way into Western Cape. It's on the West Coast.
Okay. So what we have, according to the notes, is bright ruby and bursting with charm, with juicy black cherry, ripe plum, choc mint, and a sprinkle of sweet baking spice. It sounds like a cake. And yet it is not.
And yet, yes, it's got all those characteristics, Dave, that I suppose when you're making, when you're making maybe a Christmas cake or a Christmas pudding, you'll get some of those notes and on the bouquet, on the nose on it, in the wine. Should come through in it.
Well, I'm taking a deep breath of... It says harmonious on the palate in the tasting notes, with ripe tannins and fresh acidity keeping things lively. Layers of red berry, spicy blueberry and mulberry, with a subtle paprika twist on a deliciously rounded finish. So, that's something...
The very descriptive tasting notes that they give, but it's identifying them in there. Some of them are very easy to pick up, but then some of the other ones then, a little bit more sophisticated, a little bit more complicated, but somebody who's well into drinking a lot of Merlot should be able to pick up.
Let's have a taste and see. Harmonious on the palate, with ripe tannins, fresh acidity keeping things lively.
Oh, it's quite nice there, fruit. It is a little bit of tannin still there, but not over the top. There's none of that greenness that you'd normally get in drinking a Merlot, especially it's 2024.
It's quite a new wine. And so one would imagine that it would be a little harsher, a little grippier.
A little bit more
grippy. This is beautifully balanced. The Merlot was vinified in a combination of open and closed top stainless steel fermenters to preserve the fresh fruit flavors. After fermentation, the wine was transferred to seasoned French oak barrels for a further 6 months. And that makes a difference, huh?
It does. I think, as you said, when it goes into the stainless steel, it keeps its freshness. That fruit is still there, and then the oak then just gives it a little bit more complexity, a little bit more aging in the wood. So it doesn't. 6 months is, when you look at it, it's not a long time to be in wood, and it
almost brings a familiarity food. Through. That you've said, hello, old friend. Where have you been?
Where have you been? Very true.
It's a super lovely. Yet again, one thing that I've come to realize is that our selection by the experts at Tops for the Tops Wine of the Week at the Lifestyle Center is always bang on, which is quite sad because, you know, occasionally as a radio host, you like controversy. And I'd love to be able to say, this is, I'm sure it would appeal to some, but to me, this is absolutely awful. No, this is really, really, really good.
Yeah. We might do that one of the days, Dave.
do it when someone is standing in for me. I'll move you to Dave Gazzelli's show. Do it for him.
Well, we can't do that.
He's a real wine lover. Remember. Yeah,
Dave, he loves his pinotage.
He does. Yeah. He is a great supporter of South African wines. Dave. We won't say anything more than that, other than the fact that this wine, I presume, is going to be available for tasting today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow. The price range will be $124.99.
Oh, it's an inexpensive.
It's
Merlot.
It's nicely priced at $124.99, Dave. So, and when you look at who's behind it, and the other range that the other farm that they have, which is Rustenfrieda, the same amount of time that goes into making those Rustenfrieda wines also goes into the making of the Guardian Peak. So they're very well looked after. It's basically, I would say, another entry level by Jan to introduce his style of winemaking into a broader market at a more affordable price for them, with the good quality wines that they have. The Merlot is just one of them. They also do an SMG, a Syrah Mourvèdre Grenache, which is also a delicious wine from them. It's an everyday one as well. But this, when you look at Rustenfrieda and you compare the price between the two, it's massive. It's massive. But as you can see, with the price of this compared to your Rustenfrieda, the same winemaker is putting all his effort into the making of this as well. So, top of the range. I think it's a very good Merlot. Nice label as
Under 125 rand a bottle. And if you're a red wine fan or wanting to become a red wine fan, why don't you pop along to Tops at Lifestyle from 2 o'clock today?
Yes.
From 2 to 4 today and from 12 to 2 tomorrow. And have a chat with our friends, Eamon and Valencia. And you know, who knows? You may find that there is even more excitement to unpack on the shelves because I think it's fair to say Tops at Lifestyle has one of the largest sellers on the coast, if not the entire province, if not the entire country. It's a massive, award-winning store, well-curated, and we are very fortunate to enjoy the Wine of the Week brought to you by Tops at Lifestyle and curated by Eamon and Valencia. Thanks again, folks, for a really super Merlot to discover, to add to the cellar.
Very welcome.
We'll catch up again in a week's time.
Yes, Dave. Thanks a lot.